DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for a great mate debate. This one has a little bit of a twist.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Normally in a great mate debate, we've had like brothers and sisters. It's usually a couple.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. we end up making their relationship worse.
Yeah.
But we can't do that today.
We can't. Yep. We have Jason and Kim. They are already divorced.
Oh, I'm sure we could make it worse.
I like that attitude. You can do, Erica. Any other information you want to give?
We're going to talk about their 8-year-old daughter and her dreams.
Oh, boy. All right. So Jason wins the toss. Jason?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Thank you for having
me. Sure. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your daughter's dreams.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Kim and I went through a divorce, so as a part of the divorce settlement, you know, we agreed to split the cost of our baby's extracurricular activities. And
okay. That's kind of standard.
Know, is it? Yeah, but our daughter, she's, like, very involved in gymnastics, and the cost is just getting out of hand. Yai guys, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So the cost is... Okay.
It's just getting a little out of hand. Like, she has a personal coach every morning. And, you know, we have the cost of the regular practice and traveling all damn tournaments. Excuse my French. It's just beginning to be a lot, you know?
Okay.
So it's time to just, like, reevaluate whether this is right for our daughter or not, you know?
I don't know how to ask this.
Is she good?
There it is.
Is it worth all the money you're putting in?
I mean, she's good, but she's always in like the middle of the pack at her tournaments. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I just look at it, guys, honestly, like we just need to cut our losses, save some money, and just let our kid focus on
being a kid. Oh, God.
I don't mean to laugh.
I'm sorry. That's just I understand. It's just such a harsh phrase to say about your baby girl. But
well, I mean, that's my baby, but I don't know. We're just blowing so much money. I just want her to do something she's actually passionate about and not something her mother pressures her into doing.
There it is. Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring the mother in. Kim?
Yeah, Jason. Yai, guys.
Yai. So is she good? I mean,
well, he doesn't know what she's talking. You know, he does not know what he's talking about. Okay, because if she's going to get to that next level, we have to help her get there. You know, how is she going to make it to the Olympics or even get a college scholarship if she doesn't have this critical training, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the final push. You have to double down. And, you know, you can't just give up. I mean, she's come so far. She's come all this way. She's been doing it forever. Like, she really enjoys it. And, yeah, she's kind of in the middle of the pack at competitions. But if we give her this extra help, you know, she could be the best. We could give her all these opportunities that I never got. And she's thriving, you know?
Okay.
I mean, she loves gymnastics. It's part of her identity. And the discipline and the work ethic that she's developing is, like, beyond anything I see with all of her other friends who aren't involved in gymnastics. So,
okay.
You know,
that part, I think
these are, yeah, these are, like, good traits.
But you're paying to get her there, right? Like, it sounds like you have a trainer, he said, in the morning, and you're really giving her personalized attention. I just have to ask, because Jason has sort of said it, and you kind of just said it as well. It sounds like you were into gymnastics as well and didn't get these opportunities. Like, your parents didn't pay for all the training and stuff.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I did not have a chance to do what she's getting to do. And if she didn't love it, I wouldn't be pushing her to do more and, you know, be better. Right? She loves it too. It's not like I'm forcing it down her
throat. Does she love it, or does she love that you love it? Like, this was a thing I went through with my daughter when she started playing guitar. I'm like, do not pursue this because of me.
Because you're a musician.
I would never teach her because I'm like, nope. I'm not putting my crap on you, like, at all. And she genuinely loves it. So, awesome.
Okay.
But, like, it feels a little like Kim has a passion for it.
Great.
And maybe her daughter.
A shared interest with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to look at it.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we love going to the competitions. I mean, we're totally, like, geeking out about stuff. I think she loves it as much as I do. I've never really sat down and said to her, are you doing this because of me or because you want to?
Okay.
She's eight years old. She's a little kid, you know? So
I
don't know. We've never had a psychological conversation about it. You know what I mean? But
let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. The fact that you two are apart doesn't make this easy.
No.
But the question that we're asking you to call in for, is there a point where you have to look at your kid and go, you're not going to be the next Tom Brady. You're not going to be the next, oh God, gymnast.
Nadia. Tom Miles.
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah. You're not, like, and we got to, I'm not going to cut your losses. I don't think you sit a kid
refocus
down.
Refocus energy.
Right. I mean, or you could still be in gymnastics, but maybe not the personal coach at 6 a.m. And maybe not, you know, if you're not going to actually be that serious about it, we can focus that on something else.
Or do you have to do what Kim says and keep doubling down so they get there?
Don't you feel like 8 is very young to be giving up on something? Like, at 8, you're barely becoming,
you're still figuring out what you like.
Yeah, like, I just think that at 8, there's a lot of pressure on her, clearly, from both ends. It's like, mm-hmm. she's not the one who can make that decision. She's a bit young to be like, you know what, let's throw all of that time away.
But I don't know what Jason was going to say, but I'll just say this. My friends who've had kids in sports, you want to believe your kid's the next Tiger Woods or whatever, but, like,
they'll never be it if you give up.
But
exactly. It's expensive, but you know how it is nowadays. You can't even play high school sports unless you've been doing it since you were 6 years old. You know,
but go back and watch Tiger Woods at 5, and you could already tell. It's like, yep, he's got it. Like,
right.
You either,
right.
Like, hello, he had it for sure. And if your daughter doesn't have it by 8, she probably ain't going to get it. No matter how much personal coaching.
She doesn't have it.
She's middle of the pack.
And a lot of those girls are going to give up.
We're not giving up. I just want her to do something that she's passionate about. I feel like, Kim, you're the one that wants her to pursue that, honestly.
Well, I think we should just give her every opportunity to be the best that she, you know, that she can possibly be. And if she wants to do more, I want to give her that chance.
I'm not arguing against what Kim's saying. I'm really not.
No, I'm not either. But what is she passionate about, guys? I think this is what Kim wants her to do.
I also think it's tough with sports or really anything. It's like when it takes the hard work and the discipline, if you ask any 8-year-old, any 30-year-old, hey, do you want to get up at 6 a.m. and go work out? No.
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 Right.
But But you got to push through that, and maybe you got to do a little more to be great at something.
Guys, hang on. We need to talk about you behind your back, so just hang on right there. Neither one of them are right, neither one of them are wrong, I feel. But it's definitely for him, it's about their divorce.
He's
less about his daughter. He doesn't want to do that anymore, but he feels that she's pushing it.
I know, and I don't... When do you push your kid, and when do you kick your feet up and say, forget it? Like, if you're teaching them how to go through the world.
Here's the deal. With all due respect, my angel pie, but because I don't think you're doing this, T-Hack. your son is young. You have a passion for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You loved Michael Jordan. You played basketball yourself. If you were pushing Leo, as genetically challenged as he is, right?
He's a child. Yeah.
Meaning height-wise.
I know.
If T-Hack had married a former volleyball pro at 6'2", sure, and he's whatever, then you go, hey, man, this kid could be a giant. He's probably going to play in the NBA. But he's tall, but you got to, like, it's like me. I was 5'10", but I married a 5'4 woman. Our kids were never going to be giants. I never was like, no, you should play basketball, man. Like, there is a point where you look at your kid and go, like, you have to be a reasonable parent and go, as much as you're passionate about this, I was too, you're not going to be the next.
I know.
But you don't know until you know.
You don't. Yeah, you know that your kid's not, doesn't have, like, by 8, you can kind of tell. I swear to God. Like,
I know, but I've never played a minute of NBA basketball. Nuggets, I would answer a call. But it's all about the fun, the memories. I would go back and I would do more. As hard as I worked, as much as we worked out, all of that, I would do more because it was about being with my friends, having fun. It's what I enjoyed at the time.
All
but
right.
I did enjoy it.
We need to know if we cut the losses with their kid or they keep shoving money, even though she's middle.
Take your bias away.
No, I'm using his words. Cut their losses. I don't like that. Do they keep shoving money, hoping that she gets better? Because she might. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate where normally a couple is fighting with each other and whatever. It's the same, except these guys are already divorced, so we can't break them up. But as Erica did point out, we can make it worse.
Of course I am.
They have a daughter who's 8 in gymnastics, and he's like, yeah, she's not going to
amount to anything in this.
Oh my God.
No, that is essentially what he said. And I want to point out, there's a lot of people in the text being like, well, she doesn't like it. He's saying she's not passionate about it. Mom's saying she is.
Right. So that is a he said, she said part.
Exactly.
Of this. He thinks her passion comes from
mom's passion.
So, and he's saying it's a lot of money, a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point? The only thing I didn't get to say before is I had friends who had kids in sports. And you always think your kids are great, and their kids were great. But then when they got to some competitions on a national level, my son being one of them, we played a flag football game in Canton, Ohio, and Noah was a standout quarterback. And then we got there and I was like, oh my God, he's never going to amount to anything. Like, then you see what, like, oh wow, this is what, like, there is.
Yeah.
I've just seen the other side of that.
Me too.
Your brother was great. He played at ASU.
I know, but I watched him, like, learn the sport and study it and get better and better and better every year to the point that he played in college.
Yeah. We used to take our high school team to AAU tournaments and get our butts kicked week after week after week, but we got better.
Yeah.
And then when we played our regular games,
but did anybody from your school go pro? Okay. That's all I'm saying. Like, Jason's just trying to, like...
She said maybe college, though.
Okay. Jason, Kim, feel free to jump in with any of these people. Let's get some jury members started here. Cheryl?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side because I was in Kim's position when my daughter started doing gymnastics, and she's in her 20s now and started when she was 5, and she retired when she was 12. And if she hasn't by 8 gotten it, and I'm not saying she can't get it, but every parent that walks in a gym and sees their kids doing gymnastics always has these views of glory and the Olympics. And in talking scholarships, take that money that you're spending on gymnastics and put that in the bank. Save that and pay for school, because basically if you're waiting for a scholarship and they don't get it, for college, you just wasted all that money.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that's one. I did not expect that. Thank you for the call. Sean?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, yay. My bad.
Yeah.
So obviously, point number one is that it really matters what the kid wants. So you got to have that talk with them. If they are waning whatsoever, you're not pressuring them. Number two is that it's all relative to what stage you're at. But a lot of scouts were wrong about Tom Brady. Right? Thought he was middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady was exceptionally average.
Okay. So I'd love to talk about that then.
Oh, here it is. She finds one point on her side and it's just like, but Tom.
No.
But like, why are we teaching our kids to give up?
Right, but you're right. I mean, you're also teaching them to be quitters, right? Like, I love the Michael Jordan quote. I only succeeded because I failed. He couldn't even get on his high school basketball team. And then he worked his butt off and he became the GOAT of basketball.
Is your daughter going to be the GOAT of gymnastics, Kim?
I don't know, guys, but at least I can give her the opportunity to try. You know, like,
what if all of us had quit? Slacker, what if all of us had quit?
I try every day.
Well,
and they keep dragging me back in. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for, like, I think we were getting close to a consensus and now you've thrown a wrench in the whole thing. Jordan.
Hi.
Hi. Whose side are you on?
Dad.
Why?
I have a daughter who's 15 and plays competitive softball. She didn't start till she was 10, and she's already feeling the burnout. So we spend $3,000 a year just for fees on top of travel. So I definitely get the expense part. And I think if she didn't absolutely love it, I would not be doing this.
I think weirdly, I've never said this before, but we need the 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Bring me the eight-year-old. She amuses me.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Let's just do one more here.
Okay.
Let's do Jeff. Jeff?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad. Actually, I'm in the middle, but I'm on the dad's side.
Why?
I mean, the mom sounds like she's Al Bundy. You know, she had this great career of gymnastics, you know, back in the day, but she's not going to pass that. You know, your kids you're spending too much money on them. Let your kid decide what they want to do. Have that conversation. You know, like, maybe the daughter wants to play soccer or softball or football.
Or maybe they want to veg out on the couch all day. Like, that's what I think my son would do if I didn't push him a little. Like, every kid would. Oh, video games and maybe, like, YouTube. Like, well, you're not going to be great at anything, right?
But you could teach him to code. If he's into video games, you could get him in coding classes. There is a way to take their passion and turn it into something. I don't know, Erica. I don't want to be in a fight. I don't know what the texts look like. But the phones, we had one call for her and the rest are all on Jason's side.
Texts are more split, but I will say this one very quickly. My parents never put me in anything, never pushed me to do anything and let me quit. I regretted it my whole life as an adult.
Of course you found that one text.
It's our girl Desiree. I think that's a point to consider. We shouldn't teach our kids to quit.
Right. It's just like when my brother was playing baseball and his team kept losing and he wanted to quit. My parents were like, no, you go through the season. You stick with the team, whether they win or lose. You don't just stop in the middle of it because, you know, you're not.
Well, you do if you abide by the rules of Great Mate Debate because you lost.
Okay.
Again, just like your daughter.
Oh my God. You're done.
Terrible. You guys are acting like she's terrible. She's in the middle of the pack. She's not the bottom of the barrel, right? She's just learning.
You made mom mad. Bring in the 8-year-old.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It is time for news. Nope.
News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Listen, I have a few things that I want to say.
Yeah. Start the bed!
Yeah, I already know she's...
I'm not even trying to do this story
because I'm like, I don't want to die.
I know that Aaron has something on her mind.
Good evening!
But no, you can't do that until the thing starts. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention, we launched Cards for Kids yesterday.
Yes, we did.
What's she going to do about that?
Yeah.
Cards for Kids, we have a teacher kit at alice1059.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where you go on the site. The faster way is just go to Instagram to our bio.
That's right. You said it correctly.
But anyway, if you're a teacher and you plan on having your class do it, we do want you to sign up so we have kind of a feel on how many people are going to do it. And I'd like to hijack this show for one more second. If you're a parent or whatever and you're thinking about doing it, will you just send us a text right now? Just put kids to 303-222-5423. Teachers, parents, whomever, just text the word kids right now if you plan on making some cards.
I love it.
So we get a feel, because you guys came through so hardcore last year that we want to kind of, we're competitive people.
Let's top it.
Let's top
it. And we don't want to lose, like last year, because we were kind of last minute. There was a big sense of urgency. We don't want to lose that this year either. Just because we have more time, we still want people to get on it, like everyone to get involved and get more cards.
And on our that webpage I was directing you to, there are the do's and don'ts. It tells you, like, no glitter, no, don't say get well.
No googly eyes.
Yeah. So just go check that out. But if you would, if you plan on making cards with your kids, your class, with your parents, whomever, 303-222-5423, text the word kids. And then next Wednesday, you could start dropping those off at any Big O location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a second, I'm going to hit the thing.
I'm going to throw up. Pack, you need to continue.
I need you to get in there as fast as you can with a good evening.
I would love to do this story. There is no point. She
will. Yeah, it's going to get ugly. So, okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Our three-year drought is over. Woo! Our feather boas are defrosting. Harry Styles is releasing an album.
Hey, man.
There are decaffeinated brands that taste every good. Yes. Every bit is good.
No, it's called Kiss All the Time Disco Occasionally. It's coming out March 6th.
Slacker, do I do it?
Oh my God!
Here's the thing. That's all the info I have anyway.
Oh.
Is there more? Did I miss stuff?
It's like,
we still believe.
Oh, that
there's a single coming tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight?
Was the album?
Well, God, speak. Because today's date was out there, right?
Yes.
15.1.26.
So I'm on the We Belong Together site. If you open it, it adds, you get to like create a contact. So I signed up. Haven't gotten anything.
But just that information didn't come from there? The fact that there is a whole album, where did that come from?
He posted it.
Okay. So isn't that enough? Isn't that what we got?
No, because what else? There was something with specific time later today.
Something with like 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Or was it 10 a.m.? Oh my God.
Hey,
I don't think so.
You guys. I got the loud environment alert.
That's her fault.
From my watch.
Actually, I screamed too.
Can we just calm down
a bit?
I am
realizing.
Yep.
I don't know if it was 10 a.m.
12 p.m. Eastern is 10 a.m. here.
Yeah, and that might have been the announcement.
Was that the time that it was said?
I thought so. And that is when the announcement came out.
There's no more coming, you guys.
You know what, Soccer? I don't appreciate that kind of attitude.
Yeah,
I need a new Harry Styles song in my veins.
I've noticed, and I don't, because Aaron is the music director of the station, I noticed I was listening to the morning show today and I heard a little As It Was. Are we spiking in a little Harry to like warm it up?
No, that was just a coincidence.
Yeah, you probably get on that.
I had to make sure that it was real.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But we did three news stories before we knew it was real.
Can I just ask one more quick question before you go?
Sure.
What would have happened had Hack used his note? Like,
yeah,
at the beginning?
I was
holding on to the we may get a single just in case he did that, because that would be new information.
The look, the fire in Erica's eyes as she went big sister.
I think you would have been good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Anyway, good evening back to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Get ready, because today is the first 5 p.m. sunset in Denver of 2026.
Oh.
The days are getting longer,
Let's
baby.
Go!
Can't you feel it? I can feel it. It's so much of our show.
That's because Harry's releasing a new album. That's what you feel, the shift in the universe.
She's not wrong. Something is happening.
Oh, it's just definitely just the time of year. She is wrong.
Okay. But also the sun is setting later. And I love it.
It would have happened Irregardless.
Yeah, but I love, do we want daylight savings time back or what? Because then when it is daylight savings time and the days are longer, it's 8:30, people. Sunset is 8:30.
I like it.
To like an patio 8:30, drink till 8:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I used to work mornings, I hated when we had flipped back to where it's darker in the mornings.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I work later, give me as much sun out this window as possible.
Let's flip to daylight and just leave it on.
Yes. If I can wear my sunglasses when I leave, that's a good day.
I hate having them on my head when I leave.
I know. You feel like such. You're like, why did I even bring these in?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Things are all right. Not all right because Matthew McConaughey is trademarking his catchphrases, meaning I don't know that we'll get to say them anymore.
He's going to Michael Buffer them.
The three all rights in a row. He is putting a trademark. He secured 8 trademarks. That is one of them. Just keep living.
R-I-G-H-T.
I don't even know if I can say these now, but that's another one. And there's a few others.
Just keep living. What's that from?
Just
or is that from his
living,
book?
Right. And there's a TikTok sound with it.
Yeah.
Too.
No,
it's like. Mm-hmm.
He's trademarked not only the phrase, but also some audio recording. So I don't know if it'll be on TikTok anymore.
But is he doing that in anticipation of something? Because I would think he's doing that not in the Michael Buffer D-bag way. Because Michael Buffer,
right.
If we said the thing right now, let's get ready to...
Oh.
If you say that with enthusiasm, his people will gun you down. I swear to God, he has people who listen and they will sue you. You cannot say that sentence on a medium like ours. I think Matthew's doing it because of AI.
AI.
He doesn't want, because AI, like if you go, let's get his voice has enough out there that AI can fake it good. And if you have AI go, all right, like.
I didn't think about that. I was thinking like products.
I was thinking products as well.
Huh. Yeah. Yep. Slacker's right. It's exactly for AI generated content. Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's getting ahead of it.
I support that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. All right.
Good.
All right. All right. Good.
You guys, we got to do, we have to do something real quick.
Huh?
You know how everyone wants our beanies and they're like filling up the thing?
We only have a few left.
I think we all want to allow just regular people, not super fans. Well, you kind of got to be a fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to like work at UPS and like see a bunch of people.
Sure.
We want to do a beanie battle right now.
Beanie battle.
Do they have to rap for them?
No. Erica,
you might be onto something.
Week 2 of Beanie Battle,
dude,
is a full on rap off. Are you joking me?
I rapped a Maid of Honor speech.
Is there video?
We 8 Mile Beanie Battle number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Start writing your raps for next week. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
Tiak can rap. You clearly can rap.
No, I cannot. It was a mistake.
But right now, we'll give away a beanie.
Okay,
but you should be a fan of the show. You should know what our thing is, where we handle somebody's problem, or what T-Hack's name really is, or what. Like, that's just a couple easy ones. Whatever. They might be on the quiz, they might not.
Okay.
But if you want to win a beanie, we'll have 2 people enter the cage, 1 people walks out
with a hat. With a hat.
With a beanie.
Great.
The other one, you're just a loser.
You're just cold.
Yeah, but you might be able to rap next week.
Okay, yeah.
Beanie battle, if you want one of the Slacker Show beanies, 303-222-5423.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is our first attempt at what we're calling a beanie battle.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have our two contestants here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep that music going.
Yeah. It's a lot. No, I can't take it seriously.
It's a lot.
I feel like we should be wearing tap shoes and top hats. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, I was thinking like red noses. We can get them. Or red noses.
This is for the infamous Slacker Show beanie. Mm-hmm. I believe tomorrow we're going to read a few more of your submissions.
Yes.
And tomorrow will be the final day you can submit to win, to represent us with a Slacker Show beanie. So, the link is on our bio at Instagram.
Something like
You're
that.
You're so proud of me.
Yeah.
Or you can find it on the Alice page if you jump through about 17 hoops. Because we make it complicated here at Audacity.
You're really grinding my gears right now.
Our contestants, let's meet number one, Samantha.
Yay!
Yay! You are contestant number one. Do you feel like you know our show?
Hello.
Hello.
Samantha?
Do you think... Okay, Courtney.
Yay!
Yay! Do you feel like you know our show?
I think so. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Because right. These questions, while we're not going to make you wear this on stage at a club, we just want to know that you're a fan. You have to like just pass a simple test. The first one who gets three right will win a beanie. Okay. I will say, in the event of a 3-3 tie, we haven't really talked about this. We could give them both a beanie.
Okay. Oh, I've also got a ton of questions.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I was just thinking, I also really like the idea of doing this next week with a rap battle. So anyway, let's start with Samantha. Question number one.
All right. Question number one. What does Slacker call me, Erica?
Samantha?
Hello.
Hello. Samantha, are you there?
I feel like Samantha might be. Hi. Do you know the nickname that I call Erica?
Samantha Wood. This is her mom.
This is so you're mom. You're where is Samantha?
Okay, look. She's gonna come out of school like any minute. This kid knows everything about your show.
Oh man.
We
are in the contest right now, so if you don't think you know, we're going to have
to. I don't know the answer. I've been listening to your show since I was 22 years old. I'm 48.
So then do you know the nickname that Slacker calls Erica?
Yeah.
No. I know Steve.
Courtney, do you know you can steal a point here?
Yeah. Is it Princess?
Oh, it is.
I can't believe.
There we go.
Okay. It is 1-0. Samantha's mom has nothing. Courtney has one. Courtney, you do get question two, and it feels like you might actually know our show, but let's go.
What does the T in T-Hack stand for?
Ooh, I don't know this
Tyler.
One.
Tyler!
Oh! What? Whoa. All right, that's Samantha's mom.
She didn't even take a breath.
Okay. Yeah.
Courtney, how long have you been listening?
I have been listening a long time, like since I was in high school.
Wow.
I mean, okay. That's
I'm like flustered.
That's amazing. Samantha's mom, is she in the car yet?
A long time.
Samantha, is she in the car yet?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well,
here's these
question.
Aren't schools, man.
Question two for you.
This will be interesting. Which member of the show has diabetes?
Like super slow.
Here we go. Did you hear that, Samantha? Samantha's mom. Sorry, did you hear the question? Which member of the show has diabetes?
Aaron.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. On the board.
Samantha would be so proud.
Unfortunately, this is question three.
Oh, if Courtney gets this right,
this is actually question two for Courtney.
Yeah,
but she could get her third point here and seal the victory. Courtney, here's question two for you.
I'm gonna make it a little harder.
So okay. She said,
what is my fiance's name that we call him on the show?
Oh, no. I know.
Oh, hold on. This could be the seal. Don't say yet, Samantha's mom.
We're heating up.
What do you think it is, Courtney? Do you have a guess?
Your fiance.
Okay, no, I call him a name.
Right.
We will let Samantha's mom try to steal, tie it up, and this could be the cup.
Yeah.
Samantha's mom, what is the name?
Dave.
Oh, my God.
The come from behind is real.
Oh, my God.
It is tied
so
to a piece.
So now.
Samantha can win it all. Right. Well, I think we got to give Courtney her third question, though, as well.
Okay.
So here we go. Okay. Question three for Sam's mom.
I'm going really hard on these last two.
She said.
Oh, no.
Oh, should I not go? Okay. Can you name either of T-Hack's dogs?
Ooh.
No.
Neither can he.
I know. That was just, I need to know what they are.
Courtney, do you think you can name either one of T-Hack's dogs?
I don't know their names.
Okay. Well, we're all in the same boat.
Okay. All right, Courtney, here's your question three.
Your question is, what was Slacker's first wife's name?
Oh, man. I want to say, like, Kim.
Definitely dated a Kim.
Oh, that's right. Your first girlfriend,
that
right?
Is a character.
I can go less hard on this next.
Go less hard for Samantha's mom.
Okay, Samantha's mom, what tickets did we surprise winners with at their door during Christmas?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
Courtney, do you know what tickets we took to people's houses?
Were they Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran! You did really good without Samantha in the car. Everybody hold on. Congratulations, Courtney.
Yay,
listening
you.
Pays off.
Yes.
Your head will be warm. Go to our Instagram page, hit the bio. That's your last chance to get a beanie from the Slacker Show.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want you to admit something. Tiak, I'm going to throw you under the bus. This is your idea.
It is, yeah.
Do you want... We're going to do Caught in the Act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want people, like, and if you don't know what the act is, it's what you think the act is.
Someone should have explained it to you before you got
I'm
to
I'm uncomfortable with this.
I think here's what it is. We do a thing called Scarred for Life on this show where it's like, I remember my son watched a horror movie far too young. I thought he was in bed, but he could see it. And it's like, that's one of those things. When we do Scarred for Life, we get a ton of calls from people who are like, I walked into my parents' bedroom and I was like, Dad, stop hurting her. And like, try to beat the dad up because it sometimes can look like one parent or the other is winning some sort of battle.
I literally just saw a TikTok of a woman being like, when I was a kid, my mom's friend was over, brought a dude home, sounded like he was hurting her. She grabbed a bat and literally started attacking him with it and like bruised him.
I hope that woman becomes my friend someday.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a Caught in the Act story.
No one do these handcuffs.
And she was like, why is this robber naked? Right. I don't understand.
Why is this robber naked?
That's, I remember my Caught in the Act story. I have it from both sides. I have caught and I've been caught.
Ah.
Okay, and we'll take both. We want both.
That's
what
you. That's since it is your baby. You want both. You want. My memory of catching my parents. It took me years to figure. Like I just went in and I was very much like, what are you doing? Like it seemed like
to
he
them.
Was, yeah, it was like my dad was like.
I don't want to know.
Go
I
on.
I do not want to.
I just walked in and then they didn't really stop. It was more like get out. It was like, come back later. And it was
sure,
like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well,
I want to explain to me what's happening.
I want to wrestle. You know, you're like, because me and my brothers used to roughhouse. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my parents did that too. Like,
you know, I think I'm scarred for life now.
And then my getting caught in the act, we were very good. I mean, I have a couple different ones. I got caught in the act with the baby monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah, what was that?
We had everybody. My son was born in around Christmas, and then her family was in town. My family was in town. Everybody's downstairs. She went up to feed him.
Wait, you got to wait like 6 weeks.
We were caught in an act.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
So she went upstairs to check on the baby. I followed her and she was like, we got a minute.
Yeah.
That's all and then when we got back downstairs, they were like, that thing was making all sorts of weird noises. So we turned it off. And I was just like,
hackers, and AI.
Erica, I want you to say what's on your mind. Because, yeah, yeah.
Ew.
The more syllables to the ew, the better. Yeah.
And the other one was, we locked our door. Our children were older. And we were doing our thing. But my son was putting his head like sideways and looking under the thing.
Under the door?
And he's knocking. Yeah, he's knocking on the door. And we're...
How old was he?
18, 19.
What day is it today?
And he's like, I can see, he's saying under the door, like, I can see your feet.
All four of them?
Just mine.
Got it.
And then I felt, if you've never felt it, the unmistakable feeling of your foot stepping on paper.
Oh.
So he began to write notes on index cards and like flick them under the door. And one got all the way to my heel. And I was like,
oh, wow.
You didn't think maybe we should check on them.
They were fine. They had a trough of food.
Yeah. That's a lot of time.
Do you know how far it is from my door to my bed? I think if we all came to my house and had a little Olympics, none of you could hit my foot.
It goes over a moat.
A little Olympics.
It would be fun to try to hit my...
Sure.
You play a little game where you're trying to...
Nobody has to be
in the bed. I'll just stand there with a bare foot. All right. I have hogged this whole thing, so everyone else has to go in a second. We want to hear if you got caught in the act or you caught someone in the act. 303-222-5423. Text or call. Look at... Oh, man, I'm just staring Erica down. You know you have a story. You're just not going to tell it because your mom's listening.
Uh-huh.
For the record, I didn't catch my mom doing anything.
They caught you.
I want T-Hack to go.
I have two. They're pretty similar. The first one, a little less risque. It was just my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. Her parents were out of town. I stayed over. I wasn't supposed to stay over, all that stuff. He didn't come over. Then why is there a pile of his clothes in your bedroom?
Where were you?
I had left the clothes there, so I got caught.
You left naked?
No, I had a change. I don't know. I had a change of clothes, and I left like my old clothes in a pile on it. So,
oh my God! Can I just say you led me to like? I want to hear if you had to hide in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great caught in the act story.
I have buddies who have had to do that. Okay, they've hid the girl in the closet. They've had to hide in the closet. But the other one was at my wife's house, at her parents' house. There was a dinner party. We went upstairs, much like you said, kind of like.
We got a minute.
You know, no baby monitors around. So we were getting going. And then they decided to give a tour of the house.
Oh, for the love.
To some of their most esteemed guests, including the priest who had come over for the dinner party.
Were all clothes on?
They were technically on. Buttons a little askew. Belt maybe not.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You want to... Ew.
It was ew with him.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Wow. If you've been caught in the act, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about caught in the act. Mm-hmm. I've never seen, like, we've done butt as a topic on this show.
Yeah, we have.
And Erica wasn't this weird about it.
Yeah.
You seem awkward. It's a natural thing. People have relations and sometimes they get caught.
Yeah. I'm not like a public relations.
That's why you wouldn't think anybody's going to walk in, but sometimes they do.
I forgot.
I scheduled a
masseuse
duct cleaning that day.
Oh.
There's a whole like window that we forgot here.
Yeah.
You could walk in on your partner with someone else.
No! Oh, God! We have some of those.
Caught in the act. We're going to get to some of those.
No!
No!
Oh, Brandy?
Yes, yay.
Yay. Caught in the act. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. So I was 19. My then boyfriend, now husband, was 24. We decided to actually go back to his house, which at the time he lived with his parents. Mm-hmm. And his parents were sleeping. So he's like, it's fine. It's fine. Come on in. I had never met them before, of course. So he snuck me downstairs to his room. Everything was great. The next morning, we were starting the act again.
You stayed? Mom,
see, I stayed.
Why would you? Oh, my God. It's like the drug smugglers who do it again. Don't do it again.
You got away with it already.
Just stop.
It was crazy. He's like, we can sneak out in the morning. I was like, uh-huh, sure. But yeah, we started the act again, and his mom busted in his bedroom door and was like, Brian, breakfast is ready. And I like, oh my God.
You still married him after that?
I covered my head. Yes, I did.
That's the first time you met her naked.
First time I met her, yep.
Oh, that? T-Hack is my worst nightmare.
Meeting someone naked? Or
meeting a partner's parent for the first time, but naked.
It's good that she forgave you, kind of.
It's good that everyone forgave all around.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Gina.
Gianna.
Caught in the act. What happened?
I had to go use a bathroom in my parents' house because my son was taking a number two in the main bathroom. I go into their bathroom, and it was not my mom that was with my dad. It was his coworker. And they had been married 35 years. Oh, and if looks could kill, I don't know who was in more shock, them or me, but
they were in the bathroom?
He was cheating with you and your son in the home?
Yeah.
Ew. Crazy. Where was your mom?
At work.
Ugh.
But he didn't think about locking the door because when you gotta go, you gotta go. So.
And not him, her.
Right.
I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, man. Somebody was dropping the kids off at the pool.
Wow.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell? Or did it just...
No, I did. My mom and I are very close, and they're not married no more.
Wow. Sure wouldn't be. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. I don't like these as much.
Yeah.
Angel?
Hi.
Hi. Caught in the act. What happened to you?
So driving to Thornton, because my ex-boyfriend had just recently moved out to Thornton, and driving with my niece out to Thornton, go to his house, I see that his car's there. Oh. And it's an apartment complex. And mind you, I'm borrowing my friend's car, which has her car keys and everything. So go fast forward into the story. Basically, go up to the door, knocking at the door. He's not answering. I could hear somebody in the house. I know somebody's there. Plus, his car is parked out front. So I keep knocking. This guy's not answering. Well, I grab my friend's keys, and I'm like, going to find a house key that she has, and she has like 100 keys on this damn keychain. Well, my niece looks at me and is like, no way, it's not gonna work. I put this key in the door and boom, it opens. And I open the door to find him and another female, and she's butt naked. She takes off, run into the bathroom. He's like trying to push me out the door. My niece is just sitting there in shock, like just completely dumbfounded that my friend's key literally opened up his apartment door.
Why would your friend's key open it up?
I have no idea. I guess that was just God's way of telling me.
Or maybe perhaps
she might have
been in on the roster.
I thought it was going to be her inside.
Ooh, I did too at first.
I never thought about that. Oh my God, you guys just opened up a whole can.
Oh no.
Oh man.
Okay. Oh no.
Well, this was fun.
We helped.
That was not helpful. Linda.
Yes.
Caught in the act. What happened?
Okay, we were showing our house, had a realtor there. I was like 8.5 months pregnant, had an existing baby in the baby room, had the folks to show the house to, and my husband all out in the other room. I go back to take care of the baby and just start passing all kinds of gas, letting them rip. And then I come out, there's my husband who looks positively stricken, and the realtor and...
No.
And hysterics.
Wait, you got
out. And they bought the house, by the way.
Wait, hold on. She didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Boinking.
No.
No.
She got caught. I like this one the most, actually.
The Slacker Show.
Oh, me.
Well, you're the one who wants to talk about this trend.
This happens about once a week. I'm so sorry. I do want to talk about this trend. You may have seen that we posted on Instagram.
We did?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
I didn't.
I only had two photos from you. So thank you very much.
I'm not a
are they
photo
on Facebook
person
too?
They should be. Yeah.
If you didn't see them, you could follow us on Instagram at The Slacker Show.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or go to our Facebook. They should be there as well. Mm-hmm. It's our 2016 photos. And you may be like, why? Every time I open my social media, are there endless photos of people in 2016? I don't actually have the answer for that.
We just kind of chose
just 10
that
years
year
because now it's 2026.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what it is? It's always been a 20-year cycle. Like forever and ever, it's like 1980s music kind of came back in 2000.
Okay.
And like it's always been that, but now we're just consuming stuff so fast that now it's like, we want a 10-year cycle. And I think we want to go back to pre-COVID. Just 2016 feels like just before everything hit the fan.
Yes.
Like it's the first, if you were going to go back in time and try to do a reset, you'd have to go back to about there.
Yes, that's what people are saying. It's like, let's go back to 2016.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that 2026 vibes is going to be 2016 vibes.
What was 2016 music?
I was just picking up 10 biggest songs, and it was Drake,
top two,
One Dance.
Top two were Justin Bieber. There was Sorry.
One Dance by Drake was the number one song.
Drake was number
Can't
one.
Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God, I love that song so much. That was from Trolls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
Ugh. Sorry by Justin Bieber is not even in the top 10. So people have been using that
song. I might have been
song.
Looking at a different URL, but I saw Justin Bieber, and then there was another one.
Closer by the Chainsmokers?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Which, by the way,
my God.
I am feral for the Chainsmokers. That song will make me do things you guys have never
seen.
I've seen
it
before.
Happen a little bit. Like, you go white girl arms in the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's weird how fast your arms, like you're a marionette. It's like, why are arms
I have no
out?
Control.
Yeah.
It's the power of the Chainsmokers.
Wow. Yeah,
there's a shout out to Boulder in that song.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right, like with your roommate back in Boulder.
Yeah.
Don't Let Me Down, Chainsmokers, and Daya.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I have a picture with Daya from 2016.
Oh,
I should have sent you that one.
You should have.
I didn't know if anyone would
Yes, you should.
Does anyone know Daya anymore? Does she
those of us who are alive in 2016. Okay. Wow. But I wanted everyone to recap where they were. Like, what were you doing in life? What is your snapshot of 2016?
I don't, you guys remember stuff like this? I had to find pictures. I don't have pictures. I was on a plane to Disney.
Yeah, but think about it. 10 years ago, how old were your kids?
So Mia would have been, what is she now, 15? She would have been
5.
Yeah, so that trip was a trip we took Mia to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Oh.
And she got to meet Ariel.
Yes.
Wow.
And Noah.
Oh my God, she was 5.
Yes.
Wow. And Noah was the prettiest little girl on that trip. Because he had long hair. His hair was long. And every restaurant we'd go to, they go, and for the ladies? And it's like, nope. Nope.
What else, like career-wise?
Well, I was just doing this show.
Well, I know, but like Live at Fives were thriving.
I found a picture of like Alice in Winterland.
Oh.
But it was me and somebody else, and I thought it would hurt your feelings.
Do you remember who played?
No, I'm just like, I'm not going to, like, it was just barely us on the stage or whatever, but like, my life hasn't really changed. I do the same thing every year.
I mean, I would say some things certainly changed.
Right. When I went back, thank you for making me go through my 2016 photo album. Lots of happy wedding, happy marriage photos. Yeah. That was my 10-year anniversary.
Did that?
Oh, really?
So Alice in Winterland that year, was it the band Perry, American Authors, Zach Heckendorf?
Sounds like it.
That's
who
crazy.
Is Zach Heckendorf?
I think he's from here.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I remember the band Perry. I had the flu that year. Mm. She came out. She has never missed a day of squats.
Yeah.
Okay. What a motor booty that woman has.
All right. Does anyone else want to recap
what
where
were you
they
doing
were
in 2016?
That was the first year I went to Europe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A lot of your photos were with your sister.
Yeah.
In Europe.
Yeah.
That's cool. Where'd you go?
England, Ireland, France, and Germany. And I played Pokemon Go in every single place.
That is so 2016. Yes. I don't even know what to do with you. Yes. You played Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. On top of one of the hop-on, hop-off buses. Yeah, we were collecting them like crazy.
You were doing what now?
That's what you, how you do. Like, you like, yeah, throw your, throw little Pokeball out.
I never once played Pokemon Go.
Oh, you're missing out.
I think I told you one appeared next to me as I was driving by Coors Field. And I tried to get it, and I almost killed a pedestrian.
So, it was a dangerous time.
Barely.
Yeah. I did not, in fact, get it. But I did kill the pedestrian.
Okay.
And then I was also in college.
Oh.
You were in college in 2016. Because it was my first full year out of school. So I was living in LA, broke as a joke, partying my butt off.
Your photos freak me out.
Because they're so...
You're a child.
I'm a child. I had like a full-time relationship with my choker necklace that I was wearing in all
of
them.
It was a lot. The fashion, like, that you are portraying.
Yeah, it was real thoughty.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure I can say that word on the radio.
I think you did.
Yeah.
It might be T-H-O-U-G-H-T-Y.
Right, maybe.
Thoughty.
Right. Okay. No, there were no thoughts.
No.
There was margaritas, bad dates, and Snapchat.
What's
filters.
With the clothes from, like, why was everything so tight and like so
tight?
Know. So tight. Very...
And like, it was when the 90s clothes started coming back, like the chokers and the flannels around your waist and like short dresses with tall boots.
Mm-hmm. I remember the super ripped jeans too, like just shredded jeans that were barely.
I haven't
on.
Seen your pics yet.
No, we need to discuss one very important thing in your photos.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
Yes.
It was the year I got married.
Nope.
No.
What? That's not
it's
it?
It's the hair. Girl, I remember you with short hair, but this thing, the.
Yeah, okay.
I bleached my hair that year.
That
yeah.
was a tragic mistake.
That was the style.
That was such a thing.
Justin Bieber had the blonde. Everyone had the blonde hair.
I think Adam
hair.
Levine bleached that year.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And it was after our wedding. And so it was like, all right, we're done with the pictures, all that. And so we bleached it at... I have some ones that are...
Do you regret
it's a lot
it?
More orange in some of the pictures.
Oh. Yeah, no, some of them, yeah.
Because I got the wrong toner and I had to go the next day back to Sally Beauty and be like, hey
this is orange.
Fix it.
Yeah. What? I could have sent you 200 pictures of me with that hat. I don't know what happened that year.
Was
it was the year
on?
Of
you
the scotch
this,
and
like,
soda hat.
It was it's, like a bowling... What are they called?
Oh, yeah. It's called a scotch hat. And soda hat.
It was very... What was the show you referenced?
Breaking...
Yes.
I have
it's
that
a
hat
Heisenberg
too.
Hat.
Yeah. T-Hack's wife had the big hat.
Those were it. Yeah.
Those were the thing.
I think that was probably right around when Pharrell wore the huge hat. Remember when he
wore the Arby's hat.
Exactly. Yeah. So then everyone's like, oh, hats. We should do that.
All right. So are our photos up?
They are up.
All right. Well, follow us if you want to see blondie hat girl and tight clothes thoughts.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Don't want to do this.
Oh.
What?
I don't know why I'm doing what I'm about to do, but I feel...
Radio?
I feel the thing that we're going to talk about right now, I wasn't going to talk about it. And then TAC came in and riled me up.
Oh.
So now I don't have a choice.
Oh, sorry. What?
I'm not going to call out... The morning show. Oops.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
you did this to me.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about this.
Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I encourage it. Come on. I'm your biggest cheerleader here. That's why. Come on.
Listen.
You got to stand up for yourself.
Our beloved football team is playing this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. It's this. I have to, full disclosure, and people will be mad at me. I love Josh. Why did I say Josh?
Allen.
Josh Kelly. Who's Josh Kelly?
Josh Kelly is a singer.
Oh, the guy who's married to Katherine Heigl. What was his song?
You really look great tonight. No.
No, but what was his other song? God, he had a
Josh Kelly had another hit. Song.
Amazing, Only You, Georgia Clay.
Baby, you're amazing. I won't let you know.
I feel like that was on
my
middle school playlist. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was so good. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Josh Kelly. Josh Allen. Huge fan. Went to University of Wyoming. He partied around here a lot.
Mm, I love that guy.
He seems so nice.
He does seem nice.
He's about to be a dad.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Great hair.
Did you see the... Yes, everyone saw it, right?
What?
His wife?
Haley?
The resurfaced photo of her?
No, I have not
seen
it.
Oh, my God. We got to post it.
Okay. I don't even know
what
you're talking
about.
She
went to the Super Bowl when the Broncos won and dabbed wearing...
Oh, yeah.
Wearing Broncos gear.
Oh.
She's a fan of the Broncos.
Love that.
Ta-da. She looks so cute. Ooh. In that Broncos shirt.
She's so cute. Wow. Yeah. So she's torn.
She's torn this weekend.
Okay.
Anyway, so the morning show was trying to do a song for the Broncos,
mm-hmm.
and they turned Carson loose on AI, and boy, is that boy just not good at it.
I would like to refrain from commenting.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
He made several songs. They're so AI, it's sick. They're terrible. They're terrible. So I created one for them. I don't do that stuff on our show. I write a little jingles for like T-Doff or T-Hack.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What's your controversial?
Controversial rankings, yes. Yeah. You've made another one, Jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We're talking about that thing.
Which we can use that. That'll be Exhibit A later on, I think.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is, then I created this. Yo! Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, Orange will stop them.
There you go.
That's put me good. In, coach. Let's go.
I created that. Did I use AI? Yes, I did. I used AI for some vocals, all those background vocals and stuff.
Okay.
Not the incomplete. That's every person in my neighborhood in a 20-mile radius. So I did that. Then Carson comes back with this piece of turd.
Stand up. It's playoff night. Bravo's in the house. We're ready for the fight.
Because he knew he had to go heavy. But is there a battle cry in this? Do I have to play the whole thing? I don't know. It's so long. It's like a minute. So then they go on the air and say Slacker used AI, and so did Carson, and Carson's is better. I didn't use AI except to like do some vocals, but I wrote the lyrics.
It was mainly on the woes.
Like, yeah, the that's it. Like, there's a couple different programs, Ace Studio, Suno, you can use them to create vocals. Ta-da, I play guitar, that's me.
Oh.
I program the drums, that's me. It's like, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. And okay? You had actual, real humans singing the backing vocals too.
Correct.
Just like when you did Jealous.
Yes.
We had other, we sent you parts and stuff and you put
Leo
it all together.
You didn't let your kid say the S word in the song Jealous.
I love that song.
So, long story longer, then they go, oh wait, I have a text from Slacker that says his isn't AI. And then Carson claims neither is his. It's right here. Is that Carson's voice? Is Carson drumming? Is Carson...
Stolen Valor.
That's what I'm saying. So
I'm
now...
I'm scared to comment.
No, no, I want you to comment. I didn't even want to do this, but now I'm forced to.
Speak up for yourself.
I would like to put up both... Can we put up both songs and, like, can you download... How do we make it so we can see which one gets more hits? Which
kind of
one...
Like a, could we do it as a carousel with, like, kind of a screen recording on each?
We could probably put a carousel up.
Okay. I'm just, I let the listeners
vote. Poll in the caption.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's another radio station in town that is also playing this song. My song. I won't say who.
Oh,
maybe
really?
You shouldn't have shared it with another radio station.
I'm friends with people at other stations, stations that do talk about the Broncos more.
That reminds me, we got a email from a teacher. Did we send it to her yet?
I got Destiny. Her gym class will be listening to the song.
Amazing.
So, if you guys will create it, this will be the end. Is there anything else you wanted me to say?
We just got a lot of texts, a lot of people reaching out. They wanted comment. And I said, I think you need to stand up for yourself. And the art. Stand up for the art.
You can tell that's me singing, can you not?
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's a positive.
Nor are we.
All right, so it'll be on Instagram?
Yeah, give us a minute and we'll figure it out.
All right. Whose song is better? If you get this wrong, someone dies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I want to make something really clear, guys.
Oh, boy.
I do not have a problem.
Oh, my. That's what they always say.
Hold on, princess.
I do have lots of problems.
Let me just... I've been talking to your therapist on the side.
No. She would love that. She's such a fan.
Give me your number. Is she single?
No, she's very married.
Fanatic about it? Or?
New baby. Very, very.
That is not a conflict of interest.
Well, she listens to the show. She was a listener before I moved here. She happened to live here. She was my virtual therapist. And
is she now your in-person therapist?
No, we're just still virtual. Okay. But it's really crazy because she mentioned you guys to me before I knew who you were.
What?
Because we were talking about my career. And she's like, you are like someone else.
Me?
No. She was talking about someone who used to be on this show.
Why? She said you were like Steve?
No! Someone else!
Who was on this show?
Who used to be on this show. And she was like, you remind me so much.
Really?
How?
Just in what I do. She was trying to understand what I do.
Okay.
And so then I looked you all up and that was the first time I ever saw you.
Shut up! That is really weird.
Yeah.
Kismet energy that I didn't know about.
Just
I don't think.
Just months before you guys reached out.
Wow.
If we have therapists willingly listen, are we doing our jobs? Like, shouldn't we be a little more unhinged
than
that?
That's one of my biggest fears because I just started therapy and I'm like, please don't listen. Like, I'm not ready for that.
You know, maybe
she listens and she says she used to call in and give some therapist advice.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Maybe they listen as like a... Like, we're a reference point.
Okay. Oh. Do you know what I mean? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because then if patients come in and say, I listened to that show, they're like, okay.
We got more work to do than I thought. It's going to be a twice weekly. Okay, so...
Have a problem. But I do have a problem. I am doing dry January, as I have not shut up about.
And you are really harshing our buzz.
Why?
Cornelli's wants us to come out and eat, and you're like, we can go, and I'm like, we're not going unless you can have a big red, or a soggy B.
Yeah, there we go. So that means
we can't go till February, but then we have Children's Hospital in there. So it's going to be hard to get in there. Mm-hmm. We're doing cards for kids. Like, we've got events that are going to make it like, we can't go out there and eat.
It's really not that far away.
I know, but you're ruining it. We could go tonight if it wasn't for you.
Well, actually, I offered to go and not drink, and you.
That would be no fun.
For you. You can drink, whatever.
I'd be fine.
Guess what? Even if we go in February, not drinking.
I know, but it's okay if you don't drink.
Why?
Because Savvy B, Erica, is one of my favorite people.
Oh my God.
She's only second to Tequila Hack.
Yeah, I thought she was Tequila Hack.
Legit dance move central. Like, he is another level. But you have it.
Rare
in
and
you're
elusive.
Funny.
Yeah, my goal. Thank you. My goal at my wedding is to see Tequila Hack.
We can make that happen. Great. That's fine.
Amazing.
We can make that
amazing.
Happen.
Amazing.
Oh, dude. But you don't want to be sloppy, because if you're getting a hotel room, you and your wife, you got to be, you don't want her to hold your hair while you're barfing.
Sure.
You just got to
be sloppy at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and then
chill out.
Pull up.
Okay. Yeah. So full force for the beginning and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have the problem?
What are we
doing dry January. It's been amazing. I feel better than ever. Everything's great.
Yes.
Everything's great. However, what do you do with friends during dry January?
Drink.
Right. Like, we're making plans. This is a trick question. I'm like starting to make some friends, and it's like, do you want to walk the dogs or?
I've said this because I've been sober curious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if my mom's situation, everything worked itself out, I don't know how I would go on a date. I don't think you go on a date and let your guard down just a little bit. And like, there's something about having a glass or two of wine
that helps.
While you're unwind each of you.
Yes.
To get to a better spot. And like, same with my friends. When my friends come over, like, I'd just be sitting there with Ben and Josh and be like,
what do we talk about?
Were your names again?
And especially a budding friendship. I know you have a brand new in the soil, just beginning to peak its little thing
that's
up.
The one that I'm like,
what are you going to do?
Well, the first time we hung out, we got coffee. And now this weekend, we're getting coffee again. But with the dogs and the husbands.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Is
that's good, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Is Dane dry too?
Yeah.
Oh, for the love.
Yeah. So we...
Can I just come to that?
No!
Oh my God. I will just be ripped out of my brain and watch you four nerds. What? Oh yeah.
Well, wait, don't call my new friend a nerd.
No, but all of you are nerds because you're just going to be like, you're going to be trying to like find some commonality finds you with a little bit of Savvy B.
I truly believe it is easier. It is exactly like dating.
Yes.
It is easier to make friends and make connections. See, this is where we're getting into the problem territory.
Right. I agree. But AA people are screaming.
With like one good glass of wine.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
I think you just borrow some days from February.
No.
I said this to you yesterday and you
that is not a terrible idea. It's a bank and you're making an early withdrawal.
A bank.
It's like a 401k loan. You're going to pay it back.
It's setting yourself up for success for the whole year.
You're fine.
You'll pay it back. You'll pay it back February 4th. Yeah.
Put together 31 days throughout the year.
Yes.
I'm not drinking.
No, you guys.
And we'll count it. Yes.
Gosh.
I definitely do dry January every year. I'm sorry.
I'm done with you. You have no advice for me. It's fine.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I went on the best date of my life yesterday, and it wasn't with my boyfriend.
Well, we'll find out what happened with Aaron the Power Tramp.
No.
What are you talking?
We'll talk to the mystery man.
Hold on.
Don't
she
call
just
her
said
a power tramp.
He's called me worse.
I have an idea of what it was.
Went on the best date of her life.
I have a couple guesses too.
Oh my God.
I think I'm right.
Okay.
Haven't even said it.
I
stop the presses.
Yeah.
Erica thinks she's right.
For once.
That you're right. That is very rare. Who do you think it is? Oh, I think I know. I think we're let's all do it at the same time.
Gosh.
One, two, three.
Nephew.
Oh my gosh.
Two nephews and a self.
A solo date.
Mm. I'm not opposed to those. It was not a solo date.
You'd also travel alone, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Psycho.
I have a friend who does that. God, and I'm like, so come weird. Back alive.
Like, would it be easier for me to do a solo date in another place?
Yes.
Because I feel like here, there's a chance somebody recognize me and be like, that's so sad. Slacker's all by himself.
Don't come near me.
I know. And you'd just be like, here's $5. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's better when you're traveling.
Because you're never going to see him again.
I know, but you're just sitting in a bar in Italy and like, huh?
No one cares.
Okay. What was the date she went on?
Okay. It wasn't solo.
Was it with your nephew?
Not with my nephews either. I went out to T Street in Belmar with my best friend, Rachel.
Oh.
Because we were just catching up, a little girl's date. But here's where it gets good. We walk up to the door at the same time as this other woman. She's by herself.
Okay.
She opens the door and she's like, you girls go first. Like, I'm waiting for someone. I don't even know who I'm waiting for. It's a first date. So I said, I'm listening. And so we get sat at the perfect table. We're at the very back.
We can
just see everything.
Oh, with this woman?
Yes.
And
the gentleman, yes. And so we're sitting there. Watching, she's still waiting for him to show up.
Oh.
He walks in. It's this very tall man, and her face just lights up.
Oh, she liked it.
And I'm like, "Let's go. This is gonna be good."
How old was this woman? If you were guessing,
middle age. Okay, she was older. Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask
like she's
you
not
this.
Our age.
No.
Okay.
What app in looking at her and looking
at him?
She told
me.
Oh, she did.
So oh, because we chatted. Bumble. It was Hinge.
Hinge.
Yes. Okay.
Hinge.
Yep.
Okay.
And so,
Hinge is, she doesn't have to reach out first, right? Bumble's one where she has to reach out first. Okay. Weird. So she liked it.
Yeah.
It's on.
So we're watching. They get sat at the bar, which happens to be at the same side of the restaurant.
Okay.
So I'm like, I still have a great view. This is wonderful. So I'm taking videos.
Oh. Aaron, you're an invasion of privacy.
You cannot see their faces, and I wouldn't ever post their faces. Okay.
Hold on. Are you thinking about posting the video?
Absolutely.
No, you're not.
She got up and went to the bathroom. So I said, I have to go to the bathroom. So I went up and I chatted with her in the bathroom. I was like, how's it going? Like, do you need to signal us or anything? Like, what's going on? And she was like, I think the vibes are going really well. He has turquoise eyes. He's so tall. I'm so short, but I think it's going well. He says that he's been on a bunch of bad Hinge dates, and this isn't one of them because I'm actually conversing with him. Mm. And so I need to know what happened.
So you're trying to use the power of the ultimate show on planet Earth, the Slacker Show.
Say again where you were.
I was at T Street in Belmar.
What is T Street?
Yeah, T Street in Belmar.
It's a restaurant.
Can I just ask a quick aside while we're waiting for people to text in to 303-222-5423? You went out on a girls' night with my BFF Rachel, and didn't invite me.
She had a lot to fill me in on.
You're also not a girl.
He fits
nobody
in.
Vibes on girls' night as hard as I do. Melina and Rachel would both want me there.
Your girlfriends
would want me there.
I am more laughing that Erin blatantly said best date of her life, not with her boyfriend. I'm like, damn.
So, okay, what else do you know about this woman? You know her first name?
I don't know her name. Get her number. She had a very short pixie cut. It was darker.
Okay.
She was wearing a blue shirt that like really brought out her eyes as well. It was a very pretty blue.
What color were her eyes?
I don't know. That's the thing. She immediately was like, he has turquoise eyes. And I'm like, I don't.
Her shirt brought out her eyes.
She just looked beautiful.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
It helped her
thank
radiate.
You. Yeah. This is. Yeah. Thank you.
I got you.
Yep. It was can't say it brought out her eyes and then go, I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Like,
well, she just looked really good in it.
You got so close, your video, you couldn't have slipped a couple of wireless mics on them or something to really get the full.
Oh, I should have.
Were they doing the thing? Like, I got to tell you, it's been a bit since I've been on a date or whatever, but like.
That's not true.
When they, you're right. I did go.
Called out.
Okay. But like, it's so fun what you girls do. I don't know if you do it on purpose. I've asked before. Where you're in the middle of the day and all of a sudden it's just like, and it's just the arm touching like,
Or you like put your hand closer to theirs and see if they do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not even always thought through. It's magnetic.
I usually hit you with my fork. I think you're reaching for my food.
Yeah. Get out of here. Really?
I'm so happy you found someone so young.
Get out of here. Because
you would be interested.
Oh my God. I want you on Hinge so bad.
Yeah, right.
Then I would look good. Aww. Okay, so short pixie hair, brunette. Yep. Yep. At what's Mr. T's?
I know.
Not
something T.
T Street. Yeah.
303-222-5423. Did you have relations?
Okay, what?
We don't need to know that.
I want to know that.
I was thinking,
is there a second date?
Or if the guy is listening right now,
you
call us right
super
now.
Super tall dude.
Yes.
Super tall, turquoise eyes.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story of a reason that has all... It's solidifying my fear of middle schoolers.
Okay.
Well, they are about the same height as you.
Okay. So.
I've got a story that will warn you that literally anything can be a weapon.
Oh, okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Woo!
So a woman in that state.
In which state?
Florida.
Let's go!
Okay, so a woman in that state has been arrested, and you will never believe what she has been arrested over.
Okay.
One of her victims.
Her victims?
Oh, okay. We're laughing.
One of her victims went to the police and said, this woman threatened me with a knife and a cast iron skillet. Now that is fair. Yeah.
That is a real thing.
She also, very exactly. Real.
Choose one.
She also said, and she threw a plate of collard greens at me. And
what?
Don't I'd be love wasting me some collard greens.
All day I'll eat collard greens.
Yeah, so when officers arrived, they asked if she had anything on
collard greens.
Well, she was also threatening them with a knife and cast iron skillet. Right. Here's the deal. They were in her home, and no one can explain who the victims are. Oh. Did they walk into her home?
They break in?
Yeah, if you walk in, you're getting collard greens.
Are they her roommates? Because it is not clear.
We don't know.
Yeah, she's been arrested, though. Facing several charges included aggravated assault.
Bad boy.
And battery.
So they collared the perp.
Oh, man, I was really... I thought maybe I could just get...
Yeah, I can't think of any others.
All right.
Okay.
Well, a middle school teacher... In Northern Virginia.
The Commonwealth.
Was teaching and might be getting the worst teacher of the year award.
Oh, she's teaching.
This teacher got upset with an 11-year-old student.
There. That happens.
Exactly. They are terrifying. Between 11 and 14, I'm scared.
Yeah, they're gross then.
But apparently, this woman got so upset, this teacher, that they took off their shoe, chucked to death the student.
Nice. But
yeah, so I'm done with you and your nonsense.
Were they accurate?
I mean, yeah, it stuck him.
Was it a stiletto?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a minor injury.
What?
That's all I got.
In the hand.
Okay.
But the police were called.
Oh, she got arrested for a shoo-in? Yeah.
It stuck him.
Do we have a shoe pun or can we wrap this bad boy up?
She's a shoe in to do 10 to 15 years.
One of you two asked.
Soul. Soul.
That's good. Please.
I don't know. What is the word? What is the word?
Perpetrator.
Yeah.
Okay. Those.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus.
For all the stupid people we could find.
I don't know what. I just meant to do this one. There you go.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.